Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z-Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, don't forget you can always catch up with old episodes of War of the Roses or Dirty Works, phones, cams, all that online at Z104.com on our podcasting page. And we welcome Rachel to the show. Good morning.
Hi.
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Isaac.
Okay. And why are we putting your husband to the test?
Because I saw a message pop up on his phone, and it wasn't a text message. It was a DM through his Instagram.
Okay. And now this part is important. What did the message say?
It said, thanks. Then it had a fire symbol, heart emoji, and then a kissy smiley face emoji.
Okay. So, fire, heart, kissy face.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know who this message was from?
I have no idea. I mean, I clicked on it, but his phone was locked, so it pretty much just showed me the message and then asked me if I wanted to reply.
Yeah, you should have. You should have replied. Thanks. And by the way, who the hell is this?
You know what? I probably should have. I didn't even really think about it.
If we analyze the message, which I'm sure you've been doing in your head over and over again, it's most likely not from a dude. Like, I know a lot of dudes, and I don't know many who would send kissy faces and hearts to other dudes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. That's why I was a little thrown off.
Okay, so why don't we put Isaac to the test here with a little War of the Roses. As you know, we're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Yep, okay.
Okay. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And question two, how certain are you that when we give him these free roses to send, he's going to pick you to send them to?
Normally, I'd say, yeah, I'm very certain. But now I just want to know who this person is.
Okay. Well, let's find out then.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Isaac, please?
This is Isaac.
Good morning, Isaac. My name's Cindy, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called FloralDesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Actually, thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because our flower company is giving away free bouquets of roses for Valentine's Day as a huge promotional stunt, and we're letting Visa customers do it for free. I was wondering if you wanted to participate by sending someone special a free bouquet of roses. It won't cost you anything. We pay for the flowers, the shipping, and there's no strings attached.
I absolutely want to participate. Yes, I want to send the flowers to my wife.
Okay, and what's her name?
It's Rachel. You know, in fact, can I send her two sets of roses?
Well, actually, we can only do one bouquet per person. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so the flowers are going to come with a card as well. So do you want a message, and what would you like to put on the card?
Put down, to Rachel, you are the only love of my life, and there will never be any other. Love, Isaac.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to get the address from you in just a minute, but can I put you on hold first?
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Rachel, are you still listening?
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Don't thank us yet. So listen, he's on hold. He can't hear us. I'm pretty sure he knows what's up. Like, he agreed to everything way too quickly.
Yeah, I kind of felt like he knew what was going on, especially when he was like, can I send her two bouquets?
Yeah, like normally guys will at least ask us things like, hey, what's the catch? Like, he didn't even care.
Yeah.
He was just all in on this right away. Like, I'm pretty sure he's either heard us do this before or he's heard it somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's also a guy who loves getting stuff for free, so I don't know.
Okay, why don't we put him back on, and then we'll tell him the truth, and we'll see what he says.
Okay.
Okay, hang on a second. Hey, Isaac, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, listen, man, we have to make a confession to you this morning. This isn't really a flower shop. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses.
What?
Yeah, you're on War of the Roses. Your wife, Rachel, asked us to put you to the test. She's been listening the whole time. Did you want to say hi to her?
Sure. Hello?
Hi, babe.
So let me ask you something. Did you have any idea something was going on when we called you, when we offered you the flowers? I mean, did you kind of know?
I mean, not really. I just thought my, you know, wife deserves some flowers. So I was like, sure, absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So you had no idea this was a setup?
No idea. Okay. I mean, you guys have been fooled.
Okay. Well, listen, because you chose the right person, we really are going to send Rachel a dozen roses. And I hope you guys both have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it. Hey, Rachel, can you hang on the line for a sec?
Okay.
All right. I'm not wrong, right? I'm not wrong about this. I'm not trying to be like jaded or like, oh, I can't believe we didn't get a cheater today or anything like that. He knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knew what this was.
Yep, he knew from the jump.
Okay. All right. Because I wanted to make
look,
sure.
On like, my, I mean, even on my personal phone.
Yeah.
I'm getting friends of mine texting me, and look at the bottom. At the bottom, what he says.
He knows. Dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my buddy.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was just me. If you want to text us too, text us 75714. Stop texting Shaggy's personal phone. text us to 75714. Do you think he's in on this? Like he knew what this was from jump? I feel like he did.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Text us 75714.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.